In Tehran today, the Revolutionary Guard Corps showed off their catch, the charred remains of the U.S. drone they shot down. But as he invited camera crews to document the destruction, General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said yesterday could have been deadlier.
At the same moment when this aircraft was being tracked, another spy aircraft called P-8 was flying close to this drone. That aircraft is manned and has around 35 crew members. We could have targeted that plane.
6,000 miles away, in an interview with NBC News, President Trump described discussing options with military commanders and also said yesterday could have been deadlier.
They came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians. Mm-hmm. Came back, said, sir, approximately 150. And I thought about it for a second. And I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, mm-hmm. plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Iran says it used this interceptor missile to shoot down the drone. The U.S. military says it's located here along Iran's coast. Former senior military officials tell PBS NewsHour the president was likely given options to attack that missile site, its command and control, and its radar systems.
And those former senior military and diplomatic officials say the military strike options presented to the president would have included casualty estimates from the very beginning. It's not clear why the president received that information so close to giving an order to attack. But those former officials say it raises questions about the decision-making process.